I am wishing all of you great health, peace, and prosperity, past, present, and future. Wherever you are in the world, if you're in a war zone, if you're in a war zone in your own country due to economic crisis, if you are still struggling after any hurricanes last year, or if you are here in California, which is where I am, and you've lost your home, you've lost a relative, you've lost everything. Like my dear friend lost, she was in the Palisades fire, and so grateful. I'm so grateful that she's alive. She almost did not leave her house. I am honored to have had her here as an evacuee, and it's just devastating. So I wanted to let you all know that I am going to be focused on family, finance, and future for 2025. I think there's a lot of unknowns in the world. I think leaning into our friendships, leaning into our family, leaning into our health, looking at what's going on in the geopolitical arena, and then trusting our own inner knowing of what feels safe for us is paramount. January 25th is a day, January 21st to the 25th is a time where all the different planets are aligned, and I love the universal concepts. And with humility and gratitude, projects that I have been working on for years, one of them with my trio, Beverly Bergman and Emily Eddins, that song, the Neurostyle song that's going to be helping children, will be launching on January 25th, the day that I'm going to launch the show, and also another song on integrity, in leading with the heart. I will follow my own intuition and do a less is more approach to podcasting and take care of my own family, my practice. My patients have been in crisis, and really be an incredible friend to my dear friend who lost her home. Sometimes we need to, when there's crises, I always talk about life being a series of crisis, stabilization, and thrives. When we're having crises, it's a good time to slow down and focus on the basics, health and safety. So I hope the music that's launching, it's like planting seeds for humanity, which to me is very hopeful. I think it's so important if you're going through any sort of crisis, after you are healthy and safe, to pair that with some creativity, hope, and faith. So stay in faith, stay in hope, stay faith over fear, love over fear, light over dark. Wishing all of you an incredibly safe, healthy, and prosperous 2025. And my biggest wish for all of you is that you'll learn to trust yourself. If you want, please go to my show, The Confession, about leaning into 90% of listening to your own inner voice and 90% intuition, 10% linear. Love you guys.